Welcome back to All the Feels on Island Radio 101.3 FM. What did we just hear?
We heard Suffer Debt by Truth Club. Before that, How Many Miles by McGee. And Never Ever by Villager.
Never Ever.
Has like four R's on the end of each of those words. If you're looking it up. And Merce Lemon, I guess, is also on that track. Mercy? Merce? I don't know.
Huh.
Why does everyone have to write stuff weird?
I don't know. Because I think every like band name in the world is taken.
Right. So Villager was taken, so it had to be Villager.
So you just add a couple R's. It's the Bush X of today's generation.
Exactly. That's funny. Heck yeah.
Anyone want to text us today?
Yeah.
If you want to text us, you can text us at 613-384-8282. Again, that is 613-384-8282.
Yeah. We would love to know how you're doing.
Yeah. We just want to know how you're doing because we've been doing really well.
Yeah, it's true. We have been, haven't we?
Maybe this radio show is actually like really good therapy.
Oh, it definitely is. Even the drive up and back.
Yeah. It's good times.
It is good times. If you have a mental health issue, start a radio show.
It will cure you.
I mean, part of it though is that, like, do you have like a weekly 2 or 3 hours with like a super close friend,
right?
Because maybe just adding that will help.
True. Because I mean, back in the day we used to go on these like marathon walks when we lived in Toronto, like we'd be gone for, you know, 3-4 hours of just walking and talking, and it was therapy. And then again, even like once we moved back to Kingston and lived in the same neighborhood, like we walked all the time.
Exactly.
With our doggos.
I know. I need a dog.
Yeah.
I need a dog so I can walk again. Yeah. I can't walk without a dog. It feels weird.
It is weird. It's really weird. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, anytime, like, I walk somewhere without a dog, like, I don't know what to do with my arms.
Yeah.
It's like my arms just don't know what to do. Like, they want to hold a leash.
It's true.
So I feel really, really awkward that way.
I know. And I just, it's not motivating.
Yeah, and it's like the dogs get excited. Like, they want to go out.
You're, like, seeing the neighborhood through their eyes. You're like, oh, where would be fun for them to go? Like, what's good?
Like, Stevie takes me on these little walks, which is really interesting because I had to deliver vinyl to somebody who purchased a test print or whatever. And they live, like, fairly close to me. And so the next day after, like, I dropped it off or whatever, and the next day I was walking Stevie and she led me down that street and
that's
like
funny.
By that house, and aww, it was kind of like, do you know I was there?
That's, oh, so you weren't with her, and then
I dropped it off before I went to go volunteer, and so I wasn't with Stevie. And then the next day we go for a walk.
Whoa.
And she like leads me like by that house.
That's bizarre.
And like kind of stopped at like there was dog pee though, like at like the snowbank. So
you just forgot that you took a piss out front of the house.
But like then it was just like so weird that we don't go down that way.
That's so random.
Like, we've never been down that way, and she led me down that way.
I mean, I've heard that they can smell like what happened in a room like hours later. So maybe.
Right.
Maybe she could sense that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had this awful day in Indiana at my in-law's place when my dog was pretty senior and getting a little like senile. She went out back and my husband went for a run. And then, and then he called like in a panic being like, I have her, I have Ruby. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't even notice she was gone. She was like never a runaway dog ever. So I never expected it.
Uh-huh.
And she had like gone off like way far in the neighborhood and he just happened to drive by.
Wow.
Like so fluky. So fluky. But then I was wondering like if she caught his scent, like, he was running through the neighborhood somewhere, you know,
right,
or even the scent of the car that he drove out of the neighborhood, you know?
Right.
And then she just got all confused. Poor girl.
Oh, Ruby.
I know.
Oh, so sad.
Thank God we found her, because holy shit, that would have been awful.
Yeah, being in like a different country and losing your dog, like when you're on like vacation.
Yeah, and having to, like, leave in a few days, like...
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, super scary. I was so, so thankful. But...
Yeah, so I don't know, like, if, yeah, they pick up on scents and they just kind of roll with it. I do notice that, like, sometimes if I walk Stevie in the morning, like, I'll take her a certain route or whatever, and then Charlie will want to go that same route.
Interesting.
Like, so she kind of knows, like, oh, like... Well, Stevie got to go to the park, yeah. So I want to go to the park.
Man, imagine if we had that type of sense. Like, we could tell what happened in a certain place. Like, oh, Dee was here, like, 3 hours ago.
Oh, my God. I hope I don't smell that bad.
That would be hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. Exact 10? Up next, I do have a little bit of a... It's like an anxious, nervous... freak set.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's all in the titles. So
really? Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
So it's a little set I put together. So let's take a listen.
All right.
Dream.
Welcome back to All the Feels on Island Radio 101.3 FM and online at cjai.ca. Who did we hear?
What you just heard was Freaks by Dead Bars. Before that was Nervous Wreck by Expert Timing. And before that was Anxious Type by Shit Present.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was the line in that song?
It's like something along...
We lost it.
It was like something along the lines of like... Just don't have anxiety.
It was like, I'm not an anxious person or something. Tell me I'm not an anxious person.
Yeah, then tell me I'm not the anxious type.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was learning that, like, the English language can affect our relationship with this type of thing, with, like, anxiety and stuff, because we say, like, I have anxiety or I am anxious, and, like, that's like associating anxiety like with who we are, you know, like I am the anxiety.
Right.
Whereas like other languages say stuff like I'm experiencing anxiety or anxiety is passing through me.
Right.
Or like this disconnection from the anxiety being attached to you.
Got you.
Makes me really wonder like how many things affect your brain, you know?
Just the way we learn to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, because, you know, words are powerful. Like, even just if someone calls you a name, that's powerful. So when right. you tell yourself, like, oh, I have anxiety, it's so different than, like, I'm experiencing it right now.
Yeah. I like the anxiety is passing through me.
Yeah, that's good, right?
That's good, because it's, like, it's not here forever.
Exactly.
It's passing through me.
It's transient.
It's passing.
Yeah, it's you not, know? Like, sitting on my shoulder forever.
Yeah. It's although not. Sometimes that's how it feels. Yeah.
Exactly. Just climbing on your back.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, it's so heavy.
I'm just going to picture anxiety like this little, like, gremlin, like, crawling up my back and yeah. sitting on my shoulders.
Amazing. I did something that was like I pushed myself to something I had never done. Today I went skating by myself.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is weird because I usually, like, go skating with other people.
Yeah.
And, like, just it didn't work out today for whatever reason. And so I was like, I still really want to go.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go.
And how did it feel?
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was absolutely fine.
Right.
You know, and it's like you build it up in your head that it's this, like, big thing that, like, oh, no, like, I need someone to do it with me.
Right.
And it's like, no, like, it's. Like, it's kind of like going to the gym. Like, you don't need a gym buddy. Like, you can just go to the gym by yourself. Not like I go to the gym or we want to go to the gym, but, like, when I used to go to the gym, like, I went alone, you know? Like,
that's true. It's like whatever's normalized. Like, if it's normalized to be alone at a certain place or not.
Yeah. But, like, and then there was, like, lots of people skating alone.
Yeah.
You know? Like.
And I probably would not have thought anything of it. Like, I wouldn't have noticed. Everyone's just in their own little world.
Yeah, like, everyone's just trying to stay on their feet and not fall over, right? You know?
I was talking today about, like, going to concerts alone. Like, I actually love going to concerts alone.
Right.
Because you can just, like, stand where you want to stand.
Yeah.
And, you know, pay attention when you want to pay attention. Like, there's no one else, like, that you're aware of and wondering, like, oh, are they having a good time?
Yeah, or can they see? Or, yeah. Like, is this a good spot?
Yeah. I went alone to Riot Fest, like, back in the day. And that was, like, one of my favorite weekends.
Right.
Like, even a whole festival. I was just like, I'm going to go see this band now. I'm going to eat. Like, I have no one to answer to.
Yeah.
Like, it was awesome.
I used to, like, in Toronto, when I lived in Toronto, I used to go out to eat by myself a lot.
Yeah.
It was actually just, like, just a thing that I would do. I'd get, like, a Now magazine that would always be at the front of, like, every restaurant or an Exclaim and just, like, read through it and just eat.
I had a nice ritual, like, at Mekong downtown where I would get lunch every now and then and get a number 9, which is so good. It's, like, spicy pho. And I would bring my, like, Kobo and, like, read and eat pho.
Right. Yeah.
It's nice.
There's something kind of nice about it. But, like, now I don't eat, like, at restaurants an awful lot. Like, it's more of a social thing.
True.
Like, so, like, if I'm going to have food, like, I'll make food.
Yeah.
But if I go out, it's more of a social thing right now.
That makes sense. I mean, it's freaking expensive.
It is. And you know, oh, you know what's crazy? It's like a lot of like these like smaller like fast food chains are just adding tips on.
Really? Like without you actually
paying.
What?
Yeah. So like it's like a whole thing. So like Presto Tea.
Yeah.
When you order like online, it like adds the tip and you can't change what the tip
is. What the heck? Even if you're like picking it up?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah,
that's crazy. I know.
Which is fine because like, well, it's not fine. Like I would tip Presto anyway because like their bubble tea is really good, but it's just the fact that like I didn't get to choose it.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a lot of like my problem with a lot of things right now is like we're not getting the option to choose whether we want certain things.
Well, then like if they're gonna do that, like let's just get rid of the tips and then just pay people better.
Yeah.
And like put the cost into the, whatever the cost is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what it's dumb. Like, when it's just fake, like, you're tipping this much. Like, that's dumb.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's crazy, though. Like, I went out to lunch last week, and I got a sandwich and a coffee, and it was $33.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Dude, I got a gluten-free pita at Pita Pit. And I usually have water with me, and I was, like, coming from volunteering, so I was out of water. So I bought a $4 bottle of water.
Oh, my God.
But, like, with my gluten-free pita, it was $26.
What the hell? Yeah. Like, we used to be able to get lunch for, like, under $10.
Yeah.
I just don't know how people are, like, dealing with it. Like, especially students.
Right.
Like, are they just going into, like, massive debt right now?
Right.
Because, like, I was really scrounging back in the day, like, just having my part-time job and trying to eat out every now and then. But, like, that was when shit was cheap.
I know. like now, like, your typical fast food isn't cheap anymore.
No. Like, if I go with my family, which is, like, two adults and two kids, like, if they get Happy Meals or something at McDonald's, it's, like, $50.
Yeah. That's, like, a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
For slop. Like,
for shitty McDonald's
for
food.
For slop. Like, yeah.
Gross. So then it's, like, well, it's only convenience that you're paying for now.
Yeah.
It's not cheap to eat out. It's just convenience.
I know.
So.
It's crazy. And it's, like, it's crazy, too, though. Like, I've been wanting to make cookies. Just, like, some chocolate chip cookies or whatever. And, like, brand name chocolate chips were $6.49.
Wow.
Like, that's expensive.
That is expensive.
You know? Like, that's just kind of crazy. But, like, I bought all the ingredients for cookies, so, like, I had to get, like, butter, because, like, I don't normally have butter. And it's, like, all this stuff, and it's just, like, man, these cookies are actually kind of expensive.
I wonder what it ended up costing, like, per cookie.
I don't know. I haven't made the cookies yet. I hope I don't let everything go bad.
Now it's like high stakes. You can't burn those cookies.
I know. I can't burn those cookies. And I can't let the butter go bad.
Right.
But it's just crazy. It's getting out of hand. And, like, you know, things, people aren't being paid well enough. Like, at all.
No.
You know, like,
it's not equaling out.
It's like, oh, we want 10 years experience and a bachelor's degree, but we're going to pay you minimum wage.
Yeah.
Like, great.
Well, and we're circling back to AI, but now that AI is there, you're going to be able to do, like, three times what you could do before, because now you can leverage AI for your job.
Right.
You know, at least in the corporate world, it's like that.
Right.
Like, they're cutting back on people. And it's, like, that idea of, like, oh, AI is going to take your job. It's, like, not directly. You're just going to have to do, like, three people's jobs.
Right.
Leveraging AI.
Gotcha. You know? Yeah.
So it's just less people doing the same amount of work.
Right. Yeah, it's scary. It's a scary world out there.
It is.
We should probably listen to something, like, exciting.
No, what's on the next set? Oh, it's mine. All right. Well, Rainer Maria is not exactly, like, happy, but let's go with it.
Okay, but it's called I Love You Too, so that's sweet.
That is sweet.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome back to All the Feels on Island Radio 101.3 FM. You are listening to the show where we feel and reveal a little too much. What did we just hear?
We heard King of Carrot Flowers, Part 1 by Neutral Milk Hotel. Before that, Tell Me by Sassy 009 and Blood Orange. And I Love You Too by Rainer Maria.
Man.
Yep.
I feel like we were just talking about the world collapsing.
I know, right? We started off the show being like, we're feeling really great. And then now we're like, late stage capitalism.
No.
Yeah. I just feel like that profit over everything in this day and age, it's not sustainable. So like, when is it going to fall?
Yeah.
Like all of these investment companies need to see these companies like Spotify and Tidal and whatever, like the streaming services, to keep it about music.
Yeah. Like,
they need to see year over year profit. So that's why they're doing stuff like AI music, because it comes straight back to them. Like they're not having to pay artists.
Yeah. But the thing is, people are listening to it.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. People are listening to it, where it's like 3 million monthly listeners to like AI slop.
Well, they might not even know, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, should we have to identify it? Like, should it have to be almost like sponsored content, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just so that we know that it's AI?
It should have to be labeled some way, somehow. Like,
I think so,
even
too.
Like visual videos and photos and stuff like that. Like, it should have to be, like, you know, most of the time you can tell, but it's, like, getting good.
Yeah, and it's just going to get better.
Yeah.
And I feel like we were talking about it before, like, it's the consent. It's, like, I don't want to support it when I don't absolutely need it because I don't want to ruin the environment. So if you're shoving me AI stuff without my consent,
yeah,
you know what I mean? That seems morally wrong.
That's the thing. And that's why I'm, like, angry at Google, like, Gmail Gemini. Like, I don't need an AI assistant in my email.
Right.
Thank you very much. And, like, when you Google how to turn it off, it's impossible. It just loops you and loops you and loops you. And it's, like, thankfully there's Reddit.
Right.
Where you can still go, which still has a lot of sponsored content.
It
and,
does.
Like, still has a lot of, like, you know, weird opinions and stuff like that. But I was able to get it turned off. But it's just like, I don't want AI running all the time. Like, it's bad for the environment.
Exactly. And, like, when it's not needed,
yeah,
let's at least cut it back to when it's needed.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you're using it, like, in, like, a job or whatever,
right,
where it's, like, you know, making you more productive or whatever, using it for school or whatever, like, not to write papers and stuff like that, but to...
Yeah, research and this and that.
Research or just, like, decipher notes or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, I get it. It's a time saver. Like, it can be useful, but, like, it's also, like, if you don't want it, you should be able to say no or easily remove it.
I think so, too. I know we were talking about DuckDuckGo, and I think, like, I don't know if people even realize that aren't, like, very tech savvy, that there are other search engines still.
Right.
Like, DuckDuckGo is one of the more ethical ones.
Yes.
Not as good.
It's not as good, but it does get better over time, apparently.
Right.
So it's just, like, it just takes some time.
I need to start, because I know people talk about this when they're, like, on an iPhone or in, like, the Apple world. It's hard to get out of the Apple world. I feel like I have an Android, but I have a Pixel, so, like, I'm in the Google world right now.
Right.
Because there's just, like, a Google search widget that I can just type in super easy. Like, I need to...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I need to make the extra effort to get out of it.
I know. So, like, I use Apple products, but I don't use Safari, but, like, I am going to make the switch of using Safari but having DuckDuckGo be my default browser.
Right.
So I think that's, like...
Yeah, that would be good.
What I'm going to...
Or Firefox.
Yeah.
I don't know what the good one is these days. Like, which browser is the best?
I don't know. Uh-huh. Netscape.
Netscape. Netscape for your GeoCities site.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Remember GeoCities?
Yeah. I did my first websites on GeoCities.
Nice.
And one called Homestead that had, like, a pretty good WYSIWYG editor. Like,
oh, yeah.
The, what you see is what you get editor.
But GeoCities was great because, like, people definitely took advantage of, like, using color.
That's,
like,
true.
People just, like, color was everywhere. Everything was colored.
That's true. Actually, that's like a whole thing that's coming back, is that like our world has turned so gray
right.
and uncolorful because this whole like whitewashing trend with interior design especially has like kind of been huge for the last like 10 years.
Yeah.
And now we have so much less color in our world that like...
You know what's weird is I went to the mall and I went into the L.L. Bean entrance and there's a huge new Ardennes or whatever. Yep. But it's white.
Right.
Like, the whole outside is white. Like, the store is huge, but it's, like, white. And it's, like, their whole thing was pink.
That's true.
You know? And it's just, like, it's just turned into this other, like, white and gray store in a mall.
Honestly.
That looks like all the other white and gray stores in a mall.
Like, bring back color.
Yeah.
Bring back, like, thrifting and appreciating old stuff. I feel like I'm in like the interior design mode because I just moved and I've been trying to set up my house, but
right.
I just feel like I'm so anti the like new build vibes.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I don't want a white on white on white everything.
I know.
Gray everything, gray floors.
I know. It just has zero personality.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's weird. We're stuck in this world where it's impossible to get things repaired.
Mm.
So I've had, like, a broken dishwasher for, like, years now. Because it's, like, $400 for the part to fix it.
Right.
But, like, a brand new dishwasher is, like, $500.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But, like, even, like, my folks, they have, like, an older couch or whatever. And it's, like, this crazy, like, floral 90s pattern. But they're like, oh, well, we'll just get it, like, refinished.
Right.
And the cost of getting it refinished is, like, more than the cost of, like, buying a new couch.
I believe that.
You know? It's just like, well, but they like the couch. But, like, do you know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
It's just, it just doesn't make sense where we can't get things repaired or fixed anymore.
I feel like our parents' generation were, like, real fix-it people. Like, my dad knows how to do everything, like fix electronics, like how engines work, like all that. I don't know shit
right.
about shit.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like that generation was able to do a lot of that themselves,
right.
you know, DIY.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, huh, it's broken. I guess I'm throwing it out.
I know, but, like, you're not really given an option. Like, if your TV breaks, where do you go to get your
That's so true.
TV repaired? Where there used to be, like, a TV repair
true.
Place, like, where you would go get your electronics fixed or
yeah,
whatever,
yeah.
right? Like, if you didn't know how to do it yourself, you know? Like,
that's a really good point.
So you just throw it out in landfill.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of it still has, like, planned obsolescence where stuff is meant to break after a certain time, so you buy the newest.
For sure. For sure, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. This show went fast.
It went super fast. Dang.
Yeah.
We're like, we're coming to the end.
We're coming to the end. Let's play a couple more and then we'll come back in and say goodbye to everyone who texted us.
Yeah, which is nobody. 613-384-8282.
Was a long time coming. Had a head so big it sank into the ground. Translucent prerogative. It seemed much more derogative with hands tied where only I can see. We'll be right back. you don't believe in a God, or if he doesn't believe it. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to All the Feels on Island Radio 101.3 FM.
What you just heard was Bored by Sacred Monsters. Before that, Pack It In by Win Big. And then Meet Me in Montauk? Is that how you would say that?
Montauk, yeah.
By Retirement Party. So that last song was the song that I suspect is some form of AI-generated content.
I feel like it was in some of the like the guitar things that like... Meh, meh. Like, it sounded instead of someone actually playing the guitar and, like, chugging muted.
Yeah. Where
that would make that sound. It was too perfect. Like, it was the exact sound over and over and over.
Yeah. And there's just, like, there's something in the hooks that sound like a million different blended hooks.
It's true. Together.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, it was a bit cliche.
Yeah.
It gave me, like, Veruca Salt vibes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Heavy Veruca Salt vibes. For sure, for sure.
We did look them up in their real band. But, like, I wonder if maybe she's, like, a bedroom musician and, like, you know, used AI.
Right.
To create the band or something.
There's just, like, something... There's just something... And I apologize if I'm completely wrong, but there's just something about it that it just doesn't sound 100%... real.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I feel like you should trust your ear because we've listened to a bajillion bands in our lives, and if it doesn't sound right, it's probably true.
It's kind of like, you know, the fifth finger on like an AI photo or something.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's just like, oh, it's like, no, it should be four.
It's like those tells.
Yeah.
Where you can, yeah. But man, they are getting good.
Like, yeah.
Some of the Instagram stuff, I hate it when I, like, share it. I'm like, oh, this is so cute. And then I look at the comments and it's like, AI, AI, AI. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. It's like, you gotta be so careful.
I know, but no one is, like, at least with social media posts, people are calling them out. But with music, they're not.
Yeah.
So.
I know. Like, that's the thing. Like, there's a great video by Gabby Bell on YouTube about AI ruining music, whatever. And it's really, really good. It's like 41 minutes long and it's a ride.
I'll have to watch it.
You should definitely watch it. I highly recommend it. It just makes you be a little more suspect.
Yeah.
I think about, and then it makes me feel so much better about the way we recorded our record.
True.
Where it was live off the floor, you know, like, some minimal, like, punches here and there for some wrong notes, but, like, played notes.
Yeah.
You know?
There's mistakes in there, but gotta love them.
Yeah. And it just made me, like, really, really appreciate our band so much more that it is, like, a truly authentic thing.
Yeah. We're raw. For better or for worse.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're gonna end on a track from our new record, aren't we?
I think so. I hope so. I'm gonna try. I think I have it lined up here. If all goes well, it's called Faker's Gonna Fake. So thanks so much for listening.
Yeah, we'll see you next Sunday.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I fought to hold you.